Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Good afternoon, friends. Crudy's not here today. Crudy is at a conference, a broadcasting conference. And let me introduce myself. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm the executive director at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. It's always a pleasure to get on the Devil's Advocates. It's always a pleasure to get on civic media with you. We are broadcasting in Madison, in Wausau, in Waukesha, in Oshkosh, in Wisconsin Rapids, in Richland Center, and up to Amory, which is northwest of Eau Claire, if you're not familiar with Amory. And civic media is just doing a tremendous job in countering right-wing nasty talk radio and giving us back local radio, community radio that we all need. And this is one of the major improvements in the terrain of progressive politics and pro-democracy politics in Wisconsin. So I'm just grateful to be with you for these next couple hours. I want you to give me your reaction to this Dominion Fox settlement. If you didn't hear the news, they settled just as the trial was getting underway. Fox News coughing up more than $750 million. That's a big cough. The exact amount, $787,500,000. To Dominion. And here's what Fox News had to say about that. And I want your reaction at 844-967-2789. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. I want to hear what you have to say about this settlement and what it means. But here's what Fox had to say about it. We are pleased to have reached a settlement of our dispute with Dominion Voting Systems. Actually, it was a dispute that Dominion Voting Systems had with Fox. We acknowledge the court's rulings, finding certain claims about Dominion to be false. There's the acknowledgement of falsehood on Fox. This settlement, and I have trouble reading this sentence, I've got to confess. This settlement reflects Fox's continued commitment to the highest journalistic standards. Wow, that is hard to get out of my mouth. The Fox folks continued, we are hopeful that our decision to resolve this dispute with Dominion amicably, instead of the acrimony of a divisive trial, allows the country to move forward from these issues. Well, I don't think it does allow the country to move forward from these issues. Obviously, Fox does not have the highest journalistic standards. Otherwise, it wouldn't have to fork over more than $750 million. I'm sad that there's this settlement. Obviously, Fox thought that they were vulnerable, more vulnerable to a jury's determination that they owed more than $750 million to Dominion. And I wanted Fox to get ruined by this lawsuit, and I thought there was a possibility it would get ruined by it. But I'm more interested in what you have to say about it than what I do, so please call at 844-967-2789. I think we've got a caller on the line, Evan, so let's get her going.
Caller number
Hello?
One. Yes. Who do we have here?
Yeah, the name's Ralph.
Hey, Ralph, what's on your mind on this?
Matt, I agree with what you've stated, but I was curious, in this type of settlement, would the lawyer's fees that Dominion's lawyers incurred come out of that money, or would that be on top of, or we'll never know?
I'm not sure. My guess is, and I'm not a lawyer, though I am the grandson and the son and the brother of a bunch of lawyers, that the lawyer's fees comes out of that $787. And those lawyer fees can be, north of 25%. It could be about 30%. So the lawyers are making out like bandits. My envelope mathematics makes that out to be what? $230 million or something for the lawyers. That's a sweet settlement if they did get 30%. Holy smokes. But there's an interesting thing that one of the lawyers said, Ralph, for Dominion. And he said it's not over. It's over with Fox, but it's not over with some of the folks who were on Fox, either as hosts or as guests, who may still be personally liable if Dominion is going to go sue them for defamation. So I think there may be some more accountability. And look, you know, for every time there is a season, this is the season of accountability. It's accountability for Fox. It's got to be accountability for Trump. This is the first big step towards some accountability for some of the falsehoods and for some of the plotting against our democracy that we saw so nefariously at the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, and as the big lie continued. So, yeah, Ralph, I don't know the details on the legal settlement with the lawyers, but as far as Dominion goes, it's going to get a lot of money. I think it could have gotten a lot more. I wish it had pressed on, but you never know at trial. Weird things can happen at trial. I know lawyers tend to want a settlement because there's always the X factor. Maybe they won't win. I thought they had a tremendous case here, though. Let's go to Mark, if you don't mind, Evan, and see what Mark has to say about this Dominion settlement.
Yeah, when you said what the Fox's response to it was, I just say they have no journalistic integrity. They have, that most of their hosts have none at all, period. I mean, otherwise they wouldn't be in this position at all, and I hope all their hosts they're spreading the falsehoods are held accountable as well. I mean, I'm tired of these guys getting away with this stuff. I'm tired of that, and hopefully the justice is coming. I mean, that I'm tired of these, the news media that fails to report, accurately what actually has been happening. I'm tired of the inaction, as I see it, on the part of our law enforcement community to go after. And I've said before on these airwaves here, the fake electors, conspiracy across the country, let alone here in Wisconsin, and all the insurrectionists and the insurrectionists adjacent that we have in there, because I think I don't have my copy of the Federalist Papers here in my rehab facility there, but I'd be quoting that I think that even those participating in the insurrection and those giving aid and correction and comfort to those insurrectionists, I'm probably misphrasing that, are also liable not to be eligible to serve in any government office whatsoever. I mean, that it sickens me that was it Tommy Tuberville that's here in Wisconsin that's on the ethics committees, for God's sake. I mean, that...
Mark, it's always good to hear your voice, and I listen all the time and hear you call in, and I hope you're feeling better there. You raise really good points. This is Mark from the SAC, for people who are listening. And, you brought up the false electors. We still need accountability for the false electors here in Wisconsin. I still want people to call or to email Attorney General Josh Call. And you can email him at doj.state.wi.us. That's doj.state.wi.us. And tell Attorney General Call to get off his backside and start investigating these false electors and bring indictments. No one should be let off for their complicity in this crime to overthrow our democracy, which Donald Trump was engaged in and the false electors were engaged in as well. We need accountability up and down the line. Today, there is $787 million of accountability that Dominion is getting from Fox, but it's not enough. It's not enough out of Fox's hide, as far as I'm concerned, and it's certainly not the end of the day for the people who slandered and libeled Dominion. And it's not the end of the day for all the conspirators in the criminal conspiracy to overturn our election, led by the chief criminal of them all, Donald Trump. We've got a lot of callers on the line, so Evan, just take them one at a time.
We got Andy from Beaver Dam.
Beautiful. Andy, what's on your mind?
Well, Matt, finally things are coming to roost. There's still more stuff in the pipeline for Fox. There's other cases coming up of stuff like that. So, as far as the Wisconsin setup is concerned, yeah, there's people that need to pay the price for their efforts to try to overthrow the system and everything. And it's, you know, we've got to make it to the point where, you know, people can't just run hilly-milly around and with stuff and upset our the way we operate our government in an honest and a truthful way. So I don't know. We'll see what comes, what transpires here, and hopefully Josh Call can get a lot of this stuff going. And
well, you're absolutely right, Andy, and I think we met up in Beaver Dam when Crudy and Dom were doing a live show. I remember looking over the lake there in that bar and seeing some white pelicans flying over. It's beautiful up there in Beaver Dam, but you're right. I mean, no one should be able to get away with Donald Trump has gotten away with so far, what Rudy Giuliani has gotten away with so far, what Ron Johnson's gotten away with so far, and what all these false electors have gotten away with so far. We need accountability. We need it now more so than the Stormy Daniels thing with Trump, even more so than the Mar-a-Lago thing with Trump. We need the January 6th accountability, the seditious conspiracy accountability, the election tampering accountability, which I hope is coming out of Fulton County, Georgia, but also should be coming out of Jack Smith and Merrick Garland. We've got Stephen on the line from Green Bay. Let's go to Stephen, Evan. Stephen, are you there?
Matt, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for calling in. What's on your mind?
So this is what I have to say. I have a couple of things to say about the Fox Dominion lawsuit settlement. The first thing is guilty as charged, obviously, if they're going to fork over that kind of money. Obviously, what's being alleged against them actually happened, or they wouldn't be just giving it to charity, that's for sure.
Yeah, they admitted. They admitted they made false claims on the air.
Well, it's about time. Secondly, I was on my way home last night, and I was actually listening to the conservative talk station in my area, and who happened to be on the show, other than Ron Johnson himself, and he was gabbing about how media isn't fair and we need fair and unbiased media. And I just started laughing to myself because I'm like, do you hear yourself talk when you go on these radio stations, or you just be whatever garbage you think that your base is going to gobble up? Because if I remember correctly, you're a regular on Fox who's being sued for billions of dollars.
Right. You know, Stephen, thanks for the call. You're absolutely right. We need accountability for Ron Johnson. And he acts the fool when he goes on these radio shows. Mr. Innocent. And he has got his hands dirty in this January 6th plot. And we need accountability. We'll be back with more of your...
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand deliver to the vice president the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Hey, Matt Rothschild here, subbing for the devil's advocates. Dom and Crude are both off, but I'm pleased to have been invited by Crudy to take the wheel here and get behind the mic. And I just want to give you, the listener, an idea about what's coming up. After the 4:30 break, we're going to be joined by Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee, talk a little bit about campaign finance for a few 15 minutes, and then come back to your callers on this Dominion lawsuit or anything else you want to talk about. And then after the 5 o'clock break, Minority Leader Melissa Agard is going to join us. And then after the 5:30 break, Francesca Hong, representative here in Madison. But I want to go to you, the callers, and if you want to jump in about how you feel about this Fox Dominion settlement, the number to call is 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. And Gene's been holding for a while, and I always like hearing Gene's voice when I'm driving around listening to the show. So, Gene, what's on your mind?
Thank you very much, Ben. I love hearing your voice. You've did an outstanding job for Wisconsin for many, many years, and I thank you for that. We're lucky to have you in our state.
Well, that's sweet of you to say. Flattery will get you everywhere, Gene.
Well, it's fact. So it's not flattery, it's a fact. Anyway, I want it facts. I just want to say that I was totally, I hate to say it, disgusted.
Why?
I was looking forward to the deprogramming of the Fox viewing audience to have to see exactly what is happening or how they've been, you know, lied to have them hear the facts, you know, on nightly TV as different things come up in the courtroom. Because right now, you know, they can kind of shove it under the rug, you know, the way they do. And I was disappointed because I thought this would be good for the people in our country to be able to see and have to face the fact that they've been, you know, lied to and misled. So I was kind of disappointed because I thought, finally, somebody was going to really hold the liars accountable so that all the public could see, not just the people that look at other places besides Fox. So I have to say I was disappointed. I thought, oh, boy, we're going to have some heroes. And unfortunately, they settled. So,
yeah, I've got to join you, Gene, and thank you also for calling. That's Gene from Eau Claire, who always calls with really thoughtful and impassioned remarks here on Civic Media. And, you know, I, too, am disappointed. I wanted more money out of the hide of Fox, more than this three-quarter billion. I think they could have gotten more, a lot more from a jury. And I think your point, Gina, about deprogramming is so important because people who are hooked up to Fox as though they're on a 24/7 IV drip, you know, it's garbage in, garbage out. They're being poisoned. And it's important for them to be notified that they've been ingesting this poison. And while Fox did have to admit in their settlement statement today that certain claims about Dominion were false, they admitted that they were telling falsehoods on the air, it wasn't quite the same as getting a witness on the chair, forcing that witness to admit that they were lying through their teeth. You know, I wanted to see Rupert Murdoch in the chair, and I wanted to see him get grilled by a great attorney. And I wanted to see Fox's stocks go through the floor, and I wanted to see that network destroyed. But we're not going to get to see that because the smart lawyers on the Fox side said this is too much of an exposure for us. Let's settle. Name a price. I guess they threw several prices around to get to the final price, which was $787,500,000.
And that was twice reduced, wasn't it? I heard it was they took $500 million off first, bringing it to closer to $1.5 billion.
You know, I know that's how lawyers negotiate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they throw out big numbers. I don't think Dominion threw out a big enough number at first. I think they could have gotten a lot more than this. We've got Alan also on the phone. So, Alan, what's your view of this settlement?
Well, I think the viewers of regular TV kind of got screwed here because we, you know, are trying to. You know, go with the truth here. And I think they should have held out because I think Fox News was probably losing at least $1 million a day every day that they had this exposure with the news and all that sort of thing. And I just want to say my sister passed away through about 3 weeks ago from COVID. She was older, but she was a staunch Fox News viewer. And she only took one dose of the COVID vaccine. And I just wonder if there's any way we can go after Fox or the families of these people who passed away from taking those drugs that weren't worth a damn or drinking bleach or just not getting the COVID and you know, on their deathbed wishing they had done that, wishing they had taken the vaccine or not done these stupid things.
You know, Alan, I really appreciate the call. It's Alan from Madison. My heart goes out to you for your loss. What a tragic thing to have happen. And I agree with you. Fox, Tucker Carlson, a lot of these right-wing talk radio folks in Wisconsin, when I'm driving around the state, I've heard them say outrageous things about COVID, really false things, dangerous things. And they have culpability for a lot of people suffering and dying from COVID. And I want to see that accountability too. And you're also right, Alan, when you mention how Fox's stock would have suffered if the trial had continued. There would have been this daily drip, drip, drip of really damning evidence about Tucker Carlson, about you know, Lou Dobbs, about Sidney Powell, about Giuliani, about Jeanine Pirro, about Maria Bartiromo, all these folks, and Murdoch himself with a lot of egg on his face. And instead, they whisked this thing under the rug. An expensive rug, a $787 million rug, but it could have been a lot worse for Fox. They knew it. Their lawyers knew it. That's why they settled. And unfortunately, I wish it would have been more, but it is something. It is a flavor of accountability. And I want the whole meal of accountability coming up soon with the indictment that I expect for Donald Trump down in Fulton County, Georgia. And I expect it and demand it from the Attorney General of the United States. We'll be back after the break with Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee and more of your calls.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Hey, Matt Rothschild here, sitting in for Dom and Crudy. Both of them are away today, and Crudy put the arm on me and begged me to come in. So here I am behind the mic, and I'm delighted to be here on Civic Media, which is one of the great new pro-democracy flagships here in Wisconsin, really changing the dialogue, changing the terrain in a pro-democracy way. So I'm very grateful for Crudy and Sage Weil and everybody associated with Civic Media, including engineer Evan here, who's helping me out today. I'm in the studios here in Madison on Mad Radio, 1580 AM and 92.7 FM. And you're also listening in Wausau or in Waukesha or in Oshkosh or Green Bay or Rapids or Richland Center or up in Amory. What a terrific network of stations they've put together here on Civic Media. And they're still doing it, still expanding. Just an incredible new change for the better here in Wisconsin. Before the break, we were talking about the breaking news, which is that Dominion has settled with Fox for the tidy sum of $787,500,000. That's a lot of clams. We're going to be joined shortly by Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee, and we're going to be talking about another subject, campaign finance reform, for about 15 minutes, and then we'll get back to your calls. But if you wanted to call right now and sneak in a comment before the senator gets on the phone, feel free to do that. The phone number to call is 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. But let me set the table for this discussion about campaign finance, because I don't want Democrats and progressives to learn the wrong lesson from the victory with Justice Protasiewicz, which was a sweet victory for sure. Look, what we need to remember is that while Ben Wilker did raise just a ton of money and should be applauded for his great work as head of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, we shouldn't delude ourselves into thinking that Democrats and progressives are always going to be able to outraise the Republicans and the multi-millionaires and billionaires on the Republican side, because remember, there are more of them on the right-wing side than there are liberal multi-millionaires and billionaires. Another thing to remember, that the interests of the super rich on the liberal side don't exactly coincide to the interests of working class Democrats and progressives all the time, especially on issues of wages, unionization, trade. And so to think that, yeah, it's okay because there's liberal billionaires competing with right-wing billionaires, it's not okay because they don't represent you. None of them do, actually. And so that's a problem. So it's continuing to be an issue. But the fundamental problem with the, you know, $50 million that was spent in the Protasiewicz race is that it drowns out the voices of you. It drowns your voice out. It drowns out the voices of everyday Wisconsinites. You and I and everyone listening to the show doesn't have an equal say with Richard Eline, for instance, of Lake Forest, Illinois, who spent $4,075,000 of his own money in a PAC that he created and misnamed the PAC Fair Courts America. And then he also gave a lot of money to two other PACs that spent another $2.5 million to throw at Protasiewicz against her. So here's a guy, one person, who spent more than $6 million to try to tell us who should be on our Wisconsin Supreme Court. No one should be able to spend that much money to tell us who should be one of our elected officials. And no one should be able to drown out our voices like that. And so there are problems on the liberal side, too, with, look, there were people who gave $20,000 to Protasiewicz, which was the legal limit. And then they turned around and gave $1 million to Ben Wickler at the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, who then gave that money to Protasiewicz. Well, why have a $20,000 limit at all if someone's going to just be able to do an end around and shovel that money back to the candidate, or 10 times that money, or 100 times that money? So that is the lay of the land on campaign finance reform. And if we're able to get the senator in on this discussion, we can explore it further. But I do want to go back to Dominion and hear your views on this settlement between Fox News and Dominion. The settlement, if you just tuned in and haven't heard the news of the last hour, the case is over. Dominion has settled with Fox for $787,500,000. And Fox had to admit in a public statement that some of its statements, as they put it, were false. I mean, these must have been the statements from Sidney Powell or Lou Dobbs or Giuliani or Lindell or Jeanine Pirro or Bart DeRoma or maybe Tucker. And Murdoch's own comments were incriminating in some of those emails and texts that leaked. So here's the settlement. Fox must have thought it was going to be liable for more than 787,500,000 claims. That's why it settled.
It's important to note that they settled. They did it quickly. Like, this is more than just an admission, right?
They didn't want day one of the jury trial to go on. Yeah. I mean, they hurry it up. So a lot of times you'll settle right before, you know, when the jury is about to go out or after a lot of testimony has been taken in the courtroom. They don't want to get into any of that. Every second of that was a problem for Fox News, and they had to get this problem out of the way. They had to whisk it under the rug, as Jeannie said, under that expensive rug. And so they did that. That was their smart move, Fox's smart move. They've got enough money to cover $750 million, though it's an astonishing figure for anyone who's listening. But look, they're going to skate away from this, Fox is. I wanted Fox to get sunk. They deserve to get sunk for lying to the American people, for inciting this conspiracy mongering, furthering the conspiracy mongering of Trump, covering for Trump when they knew he was lying, covering for crazy Sidney Powell when they knew she was a nut. And they're getting away with it, essentially. Yeah, they had to, you know, issue a little statement that said, yeah, some of the things that were aired on our station weren't true. They were false. But, of course, in the same statement, they talked about their highest journalistic standards, which must have made the lawyers on the other side and anyone who's listening to that statement or reading that statement gag. Certainly
and it's
made
weird
me gag.
How they can straddle that line, you know, that this is entertainment programming in the fine text, and then say things like that. Journalistic standard.
I mean, you're right, Evan. I mean, the whole thing is amazing to watch. But it'll be interesting to see what happens to Fox's stock. Probably will go up tomorrow because they were on the hook here. And they settled right after Wall Street closed. So that's not an accident either. They didn't want it during trading time, I suppose. But maybe it'll go up because they've put a ceiling on their exposure. And you know, it's a real question as to, you know, how a network like that can get away with this and keep getting away with lying, one lie after another. Matt Flynn said, you know, last hour, you know, they're still lying. Tucker's still lying. And they're doing so intentionally. Intentionally. Why? Because it feeds their base. It feeds their numbers. It gets eyeballs. Eyeballs get advertising. Advertising gets Rupert Murdoch more money. And that's what it's about. You know, Rupert Murdoch knew that it was a bunch of garbage. And still, you know, his main producer wanted to keep shoveling the garbage out to the consumers of the garbage because that's what the consumers wanted to eat. They wanted to keep eating the lies. That was what their diet was, a diet.
Confirmation bias. Oh, it feels good.
Yeah.
Mainline it directly into my veins. It's nice.
That's what they wanted to do. I see we have a caller, Joe, who's one of my favorite callers when I'm listening to the show, which I do whenever I'm in my car and oftentimes at home. Joe, what's on your mind?
Oh, hey, great to hear you shepherding the ship through the rocky shoals of radio today. That I just came up with that, my. At any rate, I'm glad to hear you here to help guide us through this. I thought it was kind of comical in a very sad way that apparently Mitt Romney commented on this situation, said words to the effect, well, you don't pay $750 million unless you think you're going to lose, which... Mitt Romney said that, and I thought, well, yeah, I guess they, you know, they got close and just thought, write a check. We do not want, we're going to lose. I mean, even to have bad stuff aired day after day on Fox, they could take that hit, but I don't think they could take the hit of losing, and I think that's really what they were looking at, was losing. They did say, I saw somewhere that it said that what Dominion is getting out of this is 10 times the value of the company, which frankly I think they're going to need because there's going to be a lingering stink about this because they didn't get, to my mind, what you were also talking about, which is this slam dunk against Fox to really sink the station rather than having this legalese document where they didn't admit to the falsehoods. They said the judge ruled that they were falsehoods, not them. You didn't have to have any of the anchors on air saying, yeah, we lied. What you had was them saying in a statement, the judge said we lied. It's weak sauce. It's very weak sauce. And I don't know, you know, what the Dominion people were figuring on in terms of their losses or their pluses in all of this. But it does remind me, Matt, that apparently there's another company called Smart Tech, which is suing Fox also, as I understand, and for even more money, as I understand, than Dominion was going after Fox. So I don't know that this is done for Fox. Maybe it's worth our doing a little bit more digging to find out what the Smart Tech case is all about.
Solid points, Joe, as always. Yeah, obviously Fox couldn't take the hit of losing. That's why they settled, and you put it perfectly. And it is weak sauce. It's really, you know, diluted soup. And I don't think it's the end of the game. You mentioned Smart Tech. They've got a lawsuit pending, and that's going to possibly hurt Fox as well, maybe more so than now. I know Dominion lawyers were grinning because they gave the company so much more than the company's valued at. But to me, the point was to make a lesson out of Fox and to make an example that you cannot keep lying to the American people without paying a huge price. And while $750 million is a huge price to you and me, I don't think it's a huge price to Rupert Murdoch, frankly. I think he's happy with this settlement. I do think there are other people still liable, though, on the hook, individuals who need to be gone after, like Mike Lindell, like Rudy Giuliani, like Sid Powell and Lou Dobbs and Jeanine Pirro. And maybe Tucker, too. Let's bring the lawsuits. Let's have these companies and anyone else who's been libeled or slandered by these Fox personalities who traffic in lies. That's what they do. They traffic in lies. Let's have them be held accountable because that's what we need right now. We need accountability for our democracy to survive. We need media accountability. We need accountability for office holders like Trump. We need accountability for the false electors. We need accountability up and down the line. I'm Matt Rothschild. I'm subbing in here for Dom and Crute. You can join the conversation by calling 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. I'm going to try to get Senator Chris Larson on the line after the break and talk about campaign finance reform. And we're also going to talk a little bit more about what's going on in the legislature after the top of the hour with Minority Leader Senator Melissa Agard. I'm looking forward to that as well. What are your concerns about the legislature? What do you want to see coming out of our legislature? Give us a call at 844-967-2789 on that subject or the Dominion Fox subject, and I'd be happy to take your calls and continue this conversation. I see we have one caller on the line, and we'll take your call right after the break. And it's Matt Rothschild subbing in for Dom and Crute here on The Devil's Advocates and on Civic Media. It's a delight to be with you on this beautiful day, beautiful spring day here in Wisconsin, and we'll be right back.
Wisconsin, the best of luck, because I think it's going to need it. Thank you.
The Devil's Advocates, the fix for political junkies everywhere.
Hey, it's Matt Rothschild subbing in here for Dom and Crute, who are away. You're listening to The Devil's Advocates on Civic Media all across the great state of Wisconsin. Thanks for joining me. I love that Dan Kelly, the worst concession speech of all time. What a spoiled sport. We do have Senator Chris Larson on the line, so I'm going to go straight to the senator. If you've called in, please hang on for a while if you can, or call back at about 5:15 or 5:20, and we'll get you on then. Senator, thanks for joining me. I'm sorry I might have given you the bad number or something. How are you doing?
No, that's okay. No, that's I'm totally good. I don't think you can call that a concession speech because I don't think he conceded. I think he was upset. If anything, I think the greatest thing that upset him, it wasn't even close enough for him to try and steal it like he did the 2020 election, right? To try and cast doubt. It was so decisive that all he could do was, you know, take his ball and go home.
I mean, it was amazing.
You know, it was a victory for the people.
Yeah, it was worse than the Nixon Checker speech. I mean, and you know, I felt bad for his speechwriter because I can't imagine his speechwriter wrote that speech. I don't think any speechwriter in America would write that speech. That had to be Dan Kelly's own paranoia coming out.
I think there may be a dissenting opinion written by his speechwriter for that night that never got air.
No joke.
You're probably right.
I'd put it in my file if I was a speechwriter. Here's what he was supposed to say. So,
exactly.
Senator, you know, you are one of the champions, actually our biggest champion in the legislature for fundamental campaign finance reform. And I wanted to have you on to talk about that issue here for a few minutes with us, because right now my concern is that progressives and Democrats are not wanting to talk about campaign finance reform because Ben Wickler's done such a great job of raising money from the fat cats. Anyway, we can beat the Republicans at their own game. What do you see as wrong with that, or do you think that's the prudent way to go?
I think that's a problem. Just because, you know, the rules work for us every once in a great while. I mean, let's think back to exactly 2 weeks ago at this time where people were out voting. And frankly, we were at risk of whether Wisconsin was going to have any hope of being a democracy moving forward, right? Where we have had things slip and slide backwards for the last 12 years. And the last holdout was going to be, can we actually get our courts back after 15 years? And I don't think we want to roll the dice again. You know, I think we want to, yes, we're going to, as soon as Judge Janet is sworn in, that, you know, that there's going to be suits brought that'll make the state somewhat more fair, but we can't stop, right? We have to make sure that there is a true and flourishing democracy here, and that a baseline, a bedrock of building that is making sure that big money cannot buy our elected officials by buying our elections. And that's only going to happen if people continue to call for it. But we've got a package ready. We've done a press conference every session of what we need to happen in the state. And it would be in our detriment to do it because, you know, it's only a while where only for a while the Republicans will realize, you know what, let's just step up how much money we have to spend because there's more money to be made by buying the system than by having the people run it.
Yeah, I want to pick up on two of your points there, Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee, a champion on campaign finance reform. Number one, I think it's really important to underline what you just said about we can't stop just because Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz got elected. I know there's a sense of exaltation and relief on the part of many Democrats and progressives. I totally understand that. I think it's important to celebrate victories. When we get victories, of course, celebrate. But we need to keep organizing. We need to keep agitating. We need to keep advocating. We need to keep protesting. We need to keep talking to people who don't agree with us, which is one of the great things about civic media. We're reaching people all across the state of Wisconsin, people who are in their cars flipping the dial, people who are in their homes just trying to find some interesting to listen to, or in their offices. And civic media provides that, and we're trying to convince folks that don't already agree with us that our way, our vision of a pro-democracy, fair and just Wisconsin is the best way to go. And the other point that I wanted to underscore from you, Senator, is Republicans are going to beat us at this game. The super rich on the right, the
right.
Leonard Leos of this world, the Richard Elines of this world, there are more of them than there are of us. Even of our billionaire friends on the left and liberal side. And we'll get crushed if we don't solve this problem. And even if we weren't getting crushed, it just shouldn't be a contest between, you know, a handful of billionaires on the left and a handful of billionaires on the right. Our democracy is about all of us having an equal voice. And that's why I so admire this package of campaign finance reform legislation that you've introduced and are going to introduce. Again, do you want to mention one or two things in the package that you think are especially important?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's it's important to make sure that we're taking the temperature of exactly where we are, because the point that you made should not be lost on folks. And you're absolutely right that this is a arms race that we are doing with, frankly, a nuclear power. Right? You mentioned Leonard Leo, and if people, you know, if we ever feel too comfortable, and frankly, I think that is the theme of a progressive in Wisconsin, is that we are never comfortable. Right? That we are always trying to push because we know what we can lose. You know, you look at the ruling that happened by this appellate court in Texas, because the same group that's been filling benches, judicial benches, with right-wing judges realize this loophole where they can get one judge who is absolutely out there with an agenda, a right-wing agenda, to limit women's access to not just abortion but to birth control, and to be able to make that the law of the land in any state that doesn't have some exemption to it. So that includes us, where you can no longer have mail order morning after pills, where they've overturned the entire FDA approval that happened over 20 years ago. So this is the group that we're up against, you know, somebody who has a billionaire benefactor. So all it takes is them to be able to jump in and try and buy an election. So what do those numbers look like here in Wisconsin? Well, that looks like the last time we had this election, it was over $45 million that were spent in our state.
Crazy amount.
In that number, yeah, that, you know, if you look at where we were in 2014, it was 16.9 million that was spent just in the state, and that number jumped up to 28 million in 2016.
Yeah, here's my favorite statistic. Excuse me, Senator Larson, for interrupting.
Yeah,
20 years ago, when there was a Supreme Court race, outside money was $27,000. This time around, $27 million. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And one of the changes that Republicans made in 2015 that you want to solve is totally tearing down the ceiling on donations to political parties, so that people, super rich people, can give unlimited amounts of money to the political parties and they turn around to give it to the candidates. That's crazy.
That's absolutely right. That's absolutely right. And that is, I mean, inflation is bad, but it's not that bad. Those numbers are climbing that high. But that's it. There are loopholes that were built into this, where an unlimited amount of money can be given over to a party, and the party can then funnel it over to a candidate, and the candidate can then spend it, and, you know, completely eliminating the campaign finance limits, which are meant to prevent corruption and prevent somebody from buying an outcome. And even, you know, Dan Kelly kind of outlined that, where he recused himself from a case because he had an interest. And then that donor said, basically said, we don't know exactly what they said, but no, don't do that. That's why I wanted to give you that money. He jumped in and tried to rule.
Right. And then he gave that family gave money to Kelly again. But unfortunately, we're out of time, Senator Larson. I really appreciate you joining us. And thank you for all your work for fundamental campaign finance reform. I'll be back after the break on The Devil's Advocates.